70 years ago, on Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, Tovshin Yudalit, 1954, the Rebbe publicly announced the importance of every Yid receiving Shmura Matzah for the Sdorim. The Rebbe explained that it was a common practice for many years that the Rav of the community would distribute Shmura Matzah to their community members. And the Rebbe went into particular details that it was 6 matzahs for both Sdorim, or at least 2 matzahs for the Kazayis matzah, which is referring to the middle matzah. The reason for this custom, the Rebbe says, was simply because of the income of the Rav. Thereby, but it contributed to a very important concept. And the Rebbe continues, there are many dinim, laws, and dikdukim particulars in the mitzvah's matzah, in matzah's mitzvah, and not everybody is well versed in them or can accomplish it. Therefore, the Rabbonim would contribute to the balabatim, to the members of their community, in order to make sure that they will be yetzer with mitzvah's matzah. For some reason, this practice has ceased in most communities. The Rebbe continues, I request, and if I were able to, I would instruct to restore this practice that Rabbanim should send Shmura Matzah to their congregants. This practice is not limited to the Rav, anyone who is in the position of influence, a Rav, a Sheikhet, a Reverend, or a Shamash. If there is even one Yid that would use the Shmura Matzah, if you send it to him, then be sure to send it to him. And the Rebbe continues that the matzahs have the quality being round matzahs, handmade matzah, and matzah Shmura protected from water since it was cut. And by doing this, hundreds and maybe thousands of Yidden will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as it should be, in an enhanced manner, in the places where they do general Sdorim, public Sdorim, like hotels and so on. And it's self-understood that the Mesadrim, those who organize it, need to prepare it for the Sdorim. And great is the unique quality and the zgula of mitzvah's matzah, as it's mentioned in the Zeyar HaKodesh, that it is a food of healing and a food of belief. Healing is the foundation of all mitzvahs, all the commandments, and of the Yiddish life in general. Fulfilling the mitzvah as it needs to be, in an enhanced manner, will give a chayas and existence of the Torah mitzvahs throughout the year, that it should be a healthy year in a spiritual sense, and simultaneously it'll be a healthy year in a physical sense. The Rebbe edited the Sicha, and it is published in the first volume of the Likutei Sichas. That year, a few days before Pesach, the Rebbe sent a letter to Mr. Zalman Shazar, who later became a president in Eretz Yisrael, and enclosed 3 matzahs, explaining, it is our custom to send Shmura Matzah to friends and relatives. The campaign has since been incorporated into the Sefer HaMenhagim and has become an integral element of the mission of Chassidim in this generation. The first instance we know of the Rebbe discussing this concept was in Tovshin Yud Beis 1952, when Rab Zalman Abelsky of Kfar Chabad organized a Yud Aleph Nissen Fabringen. Not only did the Rebbe permit such a gathering, but he also requested that matzah be distributed to all the participants. The Rebbe himself initiated the distribution of Shmura Matzah to Chassidim on Erev Pesach, Tovshin Yud Aleph 1951, just months after formally accepting the Nisius leadership. The Rebbe frequently addressed the topic of Mifza Matzah in numerous early Fabrengens leading up to Pesach, particularly on Shabbos HaChedesh, Mevorchim, Chedesh Nissen. During these occasions, he would remind Chassidim of the Mifza and elaborate on the special brachas it brings upon both the giver and the receiver. Over the following decades, Chassidim continued to do Mifza Matzah with a shturim each year. In Tovshin Chof Aleph 1961, Rabbi Yitzchak Gansburg initiated a campaign, Matzah for Every Student. Thousands of school children would visit the Matzah Bakery in Kfar Chabad every year to experience the process of matzah baking. They would receive a matzah to take home to their families. The Rebbe funded many of these efforts and especially encouraged sending matzah to soldiers. The Rebbe repeatedly emphasized the importance of reaching every single Yid, including the fifth son, who does not even know about the Seder, to attend it. At the Fabrengen of Yud Aleph Nissen Tovshin Lamed Dalet, 1974, it was 20 years after the launch of the campaign, the Rebbe said, as long as there is one single Yid, man or woman, child or adult, in your surroundings, and the meaning of your surroundings is the entire world, who does not have Shmurah Matzah, or has Shmurah Matzah but is unaware of its importance and message, there is no doubt that you must do something about it. Over the years, the Rebbe's Mifza Matzah campaign evolved into an all-encompassing campaign to provide Yidden with all of their Pesach needs, to ensure every Yid sells the chametz, participates in a Seder, has access to kosher for Pesach food for all 8 days, and has the opportunity to learn the halachas of Pesach through printed material and classes. The following is a collection of siches on the topic over the years. In the year Tovshin Yud Zayin, 1957, 3 years after the Rebbe launched the campaign, the Rebbe speaks about the advantage of the givers in addition to the receivers. 5 years later, Tovshin Chof Beis, 1962, the Rebbe speaks about Mifza Matzah, although it is on Shabbos and we usually don't prepare for the weekday, and as the Rebbe would always connect it with the halacha, that when it comes to public matters, we may address it on Shabbos. A year later, Tovshin Chof Gimel, 1963, the Rebbe speaks about Mifza Matzah in connection with Shnas HaKan, which was 150 years since the Istalkos of the Alter Rebbe. On Shabbos HaGodol, a year later, the Rebbe connects Mifza Matzah with the Korban Pesach, how they are parallel to each other. Tovshin Chof Zayin, 1967, the Rebbe reminds Chassidim of this important Mifza. And the Rebbe added in the following Fabrengen that matzah should be given to people close and far. 5 years later, Tovshin Lamed Beis, 1972, the Rebbe spoke very strongly about joining Mifza Matzah, however much you can, asking the Memuna, the one who was in charge, to say L'chaim at the Fabrengen. And Shabbos Parsha Vayikra, Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Rebbe spoke about beginning to prepare for Pesach already 30 days before it begins. And in Shabbos Parsha Pekudei Tovshin Lamed Dalet, 1974, the Rebbe spoke about preparing for Mifza Matzah, especially on that year's calendar setting when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. On Yud Aleph Nissen, Tovshin Lamed Dalet, that very same year, 1974, the Rebbe spoke very strongly about Mifza Pesach, stating that we must make sure that every last Yid receives Shmurah Matzah. A year later, 1975, the Rebbe spoke about Mifza Matzah and added that we should also make sure to teach people about the selling of the chametz and the laws of Pesach. 2 years later, Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, the Rebbe said that every person traveling should take matzahs to their destination. And in the year Tovshin Lamed Ches on Yud Aleph Nissen, the Rebbe spoke about every Yid receiving a matzah for Pesach, at least a kazayis.